Which nutritional supplements you can't pay for from your HSA. With health savings accounts, HSAs, common out-of-pocket medical expenses can be paid for with pre-tax money. The result is more money in your pocket year after year, along with a triple tax-advantaged account to watch those savings grow. In this blog, we'll discuss how your HSA can impact your vitamins and supplements. In an earlier blog, we explored how you can use your HSA to pay for nutritional supplements. But as it turns out, not all nutritional supplements are HSA qualified. This guide will explore which vitamins and nutritional supplements you can pay for with your HSA. Which vitamins and supplements are not HSA qualified? According to the IRS, you cannot use your HSA to pay for vitamins or supplements that are taken for general health. However, you can use your HSA to pay for vitamins or supplements that have been recommended by a health professional to treat or prevent a specific condition. Examples of HSA qualified vitamins and supplements. Example 1, multivitamins. Common multivitamins taken for general health. Not HSA qualified. Specialized prenatal multivitamins recommended by a doctor, HSA qualified. Example 2, probiotics. Probiotic supplements taken for general gut health. Not HSA qualified. Probiotic supplements that are recommended to you by a gastroenterologist or health coach to treat a direct condition, HSA qualified. Example 3, protein powder / creatine. Creatine taken to help build muscles. Not HSA qualified. Creatine recommended for the treatment of sarcopenia. HSA qualified. HSA vitamin eligibility. Frequently asked questions. FAQ. Q. Are vitamins HSA eligible in 2024? Vitamins and health supplements are HSA qualified expenses if they have been recommended by a medical or health professional for the treatment or prevention of a specific disease or condition. Prescriptions are not strictly required, but it's a good idea to get the recommendation in writing from the provider. Vitamins and supplements are not HSA qualified if they are taken only to promote general well-being. Q. What can I buy with my HSA? The IRS keeps and enforces a broad list of medical products and treatments that can be purchased with HSA funds. Under Section 213, D, qualified medical care would include the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease, or for the purpose of affecting any structure or function of the body. That means that specific HSA qualified expenses could be pre-deductible expenses, dental care, vision tests, eyeglasses and LASIK, birth control pills, fertility treatments, some over-the-counter, ODC, medications, vitamins and supplements, when recommended by a health professional. Q. Do I need a prescription to buy vitamins with my HSA? Prescriptions are not required, but it is best to have some form of documentation that claims your specific need. This is a simple note from your medical provider, or chiropractor, or health coach, etc., citing the recommendation and the specific condition. For example, I, provider, recommend supplement to treat or prevent issues related to specific condition. Q. What do I need to know about the CARES Act HSA eligible expenses expansion for 2024? Under the CARES Act, a few new categories of medical service have been included for HSA eligibility. The additions include menstrual care products like tampons, pads, liners, or similar products, common over-the-counter, ODC. Medications are also now eligible without any form of prescription. Have questions about your HSA or ready to start your own? More and more, health savings accounts, HSAs, are becoming one of the most critical components of a modern retirement plan. But they're more than just a savvy place to park your cash. They're also a reliable way to insulate yourself against health expenses at every stage of life. If you're ready to learn more about HSAs, click here to continue to our more comprehensive HSA FAQ. And here are some additional blogs for reference. Can I transfer money from an IRA to an HSA? Vertical bar, how to pay for sunglasses with an HSA. Vertical bar, the huge mistake you're making with your HSA. Keeping your HSA in cash. Vertical bar, the top 10 things you must know about health insurance. Open enrollment season. Need to talk to someone about your HSA or your health plan? Click here to schedule a no-cost appointment with a personal benefits manager.